Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. All right, it wasn't Marcia, it was Jan, who had the made-up boyfriend, the made-up secret admirer that she was fabricating. However, bonus points if anybody knows his name. What was the name of Jan's made-up boyfriend?
You actually know his name.
I'm pretty sure that I do.
Oh, that's very scary.
That's right, baby.
Matt's
it's just
thinking
me.
About it.
Oh, Matt doesn't know.
I want to say it was David.
But, yeah, but of course, but what's his last name? And first of all, it wasn't David.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yes. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Coming up later on, Betsy's going to be in the studio back from Vegas. We got another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk and Top 5 as well. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Don't forget, we got our Thanksgiving show coming out tomorrow. Now with that weasel, Kristen, who's agreed to be under duress, by the way. You know that it's like a big chore. Just a big headache to come on in and be given free food by Rick. It's just hard, isn't it? Also this, Mike Chase from the Mike and Amy Show on KWJJ had called in and was asking about the, you know, how like Thanksgiving just rushes up on you. But then there's this long, inexorable wait between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I don't think I'm alone in disliking Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving to me is just like, I don't know, it's like Christmas with all the enjoyable bits sort of surgically removed, so you're left with just the dull parts. As I noted yesterday, Thanksgiving is largely, if not totally, made up of food you don't really want to eat. For me, it's like endless sporting events on television interrupting the things I actually want to watch. Disruption to my routine. I mean, I'm not one of those guys who suffers from holiday depression, like, you know, sort of in general. But Thanksgiving, holidays do kind of annoy me because I'm just such a creature of habit, and they just get in the way of my normal daily and weekly habits. Anyway. The hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so tomorrow, Tofurky, Corn, Rolling Rock with Clyde. I think, are Rob and Tony going to be here?
Yes.
Rob and Tony, you're going to be here.
They said they're bringing alcohol, apparently, as well.
What a big surprise that is. Richard Nunn from the WBU. And by the way, as we noted yesterday, if Richard Nunn does not appear, he owes me push-ups. If Richard Nunn fails to appear on the show tomorrow, he owes me 15 push-ups at a date, time, and incremental amount of my choosing.
And none of those girly push-ups
and,
will count.
And no push-ups on your knees, either. Little bastards. All right. Let's see. At the house of Rick, it's Tony. What's up with you?
Hey, Rick.
What do you got?
Dude, what's your problem with all these women that you're not stupping?
Well, I think the problem would be evidence that I'm not stupping them.
Seem to have, like, all the women you know that you're actually not doing, you seem to have a serious start to develop issues. The listeners call up. We all see it. Everybody sees it. And then you just seem to fail to see it somehow.
What failed to see? I don't understand what I failed. I'm a guy. God, look, here's the thing. If you're a guy, you want to have sex with pretty much every woman you see.
Right.
My point
is that when Laura calls up to talk to you, you can almost hear the sound of your nut shriveling up into little raisins before she comes on the air.
Well,
so when you talk to the women you're not stupping, you seem to just go off on them and take all the angst that you seem to have built up in your relationship or something out on them. I don't know, dude.
What angst are you talking?
I mean, you tell me what angst.
Well, no, but I mean, what do you say? What do you mean when you say I take out angst?
Well, like, you know, you have these sexual problems with Christina.
I have no sexual.
Yeah,
I'm impotent. That's what
it is. Well, no, it's not that. It's just that
terminally
we all know
flaccid.
You want her and you won't admit it, but you kind of semi-admit it. It's just like a.
When did I semi-admit it?
You did. Well, didn't you one time just say, "Fine, okay, I want to do you"?
In fact, it was quite the opposite. I said I declared unilaterally, definitively, categorically that I did not want to sleep with Christina.
Yeah, you lied.
Did we all decide you were lying though?
Well, that's and I'm the one with the hang-ups. I tell you what I think, and then you all just decide that it can't possibly be true, and it's my fault.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Just. Go find a couch.
Until you're honest with yourself, you can't possibly be honest with all of your listeners.
Okay, thanks, Sister Georgina. I appreciate it. I don't know who stole the pencil sharpener, but I'll gladly stay after school anyway. 1-800-727-5955 in the PDX. It's Catherine. What's up with you?
Hey,
Dan's boyfriend, George Glass.
Yeah, baby, George Glass. Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. And here's why she comes up with George Glass. Because she's talking about a secret admirer. Somebody asks who it is, and she looks over and she sees a water glass. And she says his name is George Glass. And that's
and
where it comes from.
It was George Tropicana.
Is that did they do that in one of the Brady Bunch movies?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay, see. I just stopped after the the lesbianism. I just quit watching the Brady Bunch movies. All right, Catherine, there you go. 1-800-727-5955. And I didn't say anything about Kristen's boyfriend that isn't true, by the way. Has anybody here met him? Raise your hand if you met him.
But that doesn't mean that he doesn't exist.
I was just speculating in a humorous manner. My whole point was is that we've never met him. He's never come to the station. He's never been in the studio.
He works in Clark County.
I live
Matt
in Vancouver.
Battleground. But you work here.
And Kristen, by definition, lives in Vancouver.
But she works in Portland.
Okay, there are people who live in the Dalles who came to La Center. All right? I'm just saying he lives in Vancouver. It's not like he lives in Liberia. The hell am I even talking? Is this Jolie?
It really is.
Can I have more distractions today? Jolie, what's up? Yo, Jolie. Give me a J. Give me a thing that's not a... All right.
Here's he probably has to give away a
Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 108. I am Tim Riley. This news is brought to you by the WB32. Watch the all-new, and from what I'm told, about to be canceled, new Birds of Prey... And the ever-popular Blind Date tonight on Portland's WB32.
Blind Date, which will never be canceled, which will run forever.
How about that? Going to the airport today? Relax, take your time. Lines are short, no reason to be there 2 hours ahead of time, wasting your money on overpriced merchandise in the stores of PDX. But remember, dress smartly like Julie Johnson. She knows how to get through the security lines as quick as a wink.
I pick shoes that don't have metal in them because they'll make me take them off every time. But you kind of get ready and dressed just based on everything goes through the, you know, the x-ray machine and nothing I have on is metallic, so...
So no heavy meddlers at PDX today.
Yeah.
A state employee arrested and charged with stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from her agency. She's 37-year-old Tina Kennedy, who worked for the Oregon Economic and Community Development for 13 years. She wrote $228,000 worth of checks to herself from the Oregon Tourist Commission's U.S. bank account.
Yeah, the words Kennedy and stealing go well together in a sentence.
And Tina. It's not a common occurrence, said a lieutenant. People don't usually defraud the state for so much money.
No, of course not.
Unless they're politicians. Kennedy was booked into Marion County Jail and later released to grand jurors expected to decide whether or not they're going to indict her. Two people were hurt. When an entry in a student-built combat robot competition careened out of control at Cal Poly Panoma. A steel part was sent into a crowd, treated for cuts and released from the hospital, where one student, Carl Jaffert, a senior mechanical engineering major, taking part in yesterday's competition, and 20-year-old Charisse Jaffert. The incident occurred during a polybots competition on a walkway behind an engineering complex. About 150 people were watching the contest, which is modeled after the TV show BattleBots. The 60-pound bot that broke was dubbed Superior. Powered on a gas mower, Superior's moving appendage was a 3-foot metal bar on top that whirled like a helicopter rotor blade that, well, was flung into the waiting crowd.
That'll ruin your whole day your face.
It would.
All right. Am I the only one who thinks this would be a good idea? I want some BattleBots-type show, but a gladiator show. And what the difference is, it'd be one robot, one man. You get a man, and you put him, you know, in the ring, and he's got like a metal bat, and then there's a robot with, again, the whirling blade or a saw or something, and it's the guy, and the robot would be remote control operated, would have some sort of a crude AI where it's got infrared motion detectors or something, and you get a robot with a whirling bat and a dude with a whirling bat, and just have them square off against each other. I'm telling you right now, that would be a hit. You want to talk about a show that everybody would watch, because, you know, we've got American Gladiators, right? They've got boxing. They've got battle bots. What they don't have is a hybrid between the two where a man fights machine. Think of that. I mean, and it's just loaded down with mythological symbolism and weight. A man facing off against a robot.
Who would compete?
Dudes. What do you mean, who would compete? There
Dudes,
guys,
nobody's that dumb to get into the ring with a whirling saw blade machine.
People get in the ring with Mike Tyson.
We'll find somebody.
Millions of dollars. And Mike Tyson rapes people, and people get in the ring. Well, yeah, you'd offer them that, but dudes will do anything for honor and to impress women. You say, look, you'll get laid if you win, and all right, you know. Even just for the, I mean, for the chance to be A, on television, for any sort of prize money at all, and just the fact that you know you're going to score out of it, if you, especially if you win. What do you mean there are dudes? There are people, I read some story today about some guy in England that died because there's some new extreme sport over there where they shoot you 100 feet into the air out of a catapult. And then, hello, he died. Hit the ground, spine, shattered into like 50 pieces. Doesn't people still do it? I mean, Americans engage in all sorts of retarded and dangerous sports on a daily basis, and they're not even on television. Sonny Bono skied into a tree. People still ski all the time. There's totally a guy would get into the ring with a robot. I'm telling you, man, that would draw a huge, huge audience. You put that on television.
Chris Isaac hosts Elvis Lives, an hour-long special celebrating Presley's enduring legacy. Say, Chris, what's the show about anyway?
Well, it's about Elvis and his music. Elvis Lives. It's been 25 years since Elvis has done a personal appearance. Some people say he's dead, but come on, let's not be negative. His album's on big on the charts, and he's bigger than ever, and so we got a bunch of singers together and doing his music.
Chris Isaac's a funny guy, by the way. I've only ever seen one episode of that Chris Isaac show, which is on Showtime, but he's a, you see him on other shows you've been interviewed, he's a great guest. Well, the guy's hilarious. And you want to talk about music you put on when the chick is over? You want to talk about a guy who's no fail. It's just no lose. When a girl is at your apartment, you put on the Chris Isaac. I'm telling you, man, that's going to work for you. Because his songs are all these sort of smoky tales of love and betrayal and, you know, angst. And, you know, Wicked Game was like the big hit, but it's not even the best. That's not even the best Chris Isaac song to go with. Like that, even what was that song from Eyes Wide Shut? Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing. And talk about a song that just defines sort of stalking, sultry soul. Man, that's what I'm talking about. Chris Isaac.
Well, it's going to be sunny today, highs in the 50s, clear tonight, a little fog, lows in the mid-30s, and tomorrow, a beautiful day to put that gobbler in the oven, sunny skies, highs in the 50s. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com, made possible by Budget Computers over the $200 laptop.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Oh, by the way, Henry Kissinger, no, this is from Kim. Rick, the movie The Trials of Henry Kissinger, which is based on the Christopher Hitchens book of the same name, starts this Friday at Cinema 21. So if you want to see something interesting, and again, I haven't read the entire book, but I read these big excerpts from it in Salon and Slate, and it's very good. And Christopher Hitchens is sort of like Michael Moore in that he's a journalist, but he's sort of he's more of a demagogue. You know, he sort of specializes in these political polemics, these ideological screeds, and he just takes a hatchet to Henry Kissinger, who has it coming. So read the book. See The Trials of Henry Kissinger this Friday at Cinema 21. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. And I'm going to fix your little red wagon over there, too. I haven't forgot about you.
What do you mean?
Miss, I'm leaving on the 6th. Well, it never even occurred to me that if you leave, because that's not... Today's Wednesday. The day after tomorrow is Friday, so it's a week from the day after tomorrow. So it's 9 days from now, which gives us no time to do anything. No time to fashion any sort of a going away party or anything for
you. Well, but it's 2 weeks.
Much less to figure out who's going to take your freaking position and train them.
Well, but generally when you're dealing with a job, you give your 2 weeks and they have 2 weeks to replace you.
Yeah,
so why would it be any different here?
Because you feel the love.
Well,
because
I
you're part of
the
family.
Love, but John starts like this weekend.
Well,
fine,
so John can be there this weekend. I mean, your ass has to be there.
We'll see.
What are you
going to
do in Bend?
Well,
I mean, not even in the general sense, but like in the sense that you've got to be there right now.
But see, I think that that's beside the point. It's the fact that, you know, I told you on Friday, and that was 2 weeks from, and I'm working Thanksgiving. I mean, it's not like I'm demanding.
Oh, cry me a river.
No, I'm excited to be here and everything, but I can't stay longer than that, so. Yeah.
So sitting on your King James ass in Bend is more important than, like, giving us a little extra time so we could make a smooth transition.
Well,
okay, no, don't. It's okay. You don't need to...
You see, you're all about the guilt trip.
I'm good at it, man.
You are
I'm Catholic.
Good at it, but I don't
feel
like...
I feel like I ought to be, like, have honorary Judaism or something, man, because I can lay that guilt like nobody's business. All right. Chris, you're in Portland. You're on Hot Talk Tonight at KFTK.
Hey, Rick. Many, many things. The show, your BattleBot versus Human.
Yes.
Perfect name for it, too, if you can get them to approve it. Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, come on! How perfect is that? See, that's wouldn't you watch that show?
I would definitely watch that show.
Because the BattleBots thing is interesting, and then we all love BattleBots and Robotica and all that stuff, but it's like, there's nothing really at stake. I mean, if you watch, you get to see metal things hit each other and fire, but you're not really, you don't feel any connection. You're not really investing anything emotionally in it. But there's some guy in just, with no weapons, but like a club, going up against a robot. That's a show you have an emotional stake in.
And you could raise the bar even by making it, rather than just some random guy, you could like take all the people that have annoyed the rest of us on these real world shows, Road Rules, like Puck. From the real world?
Completely.
Put him in there.
Yeah, well, like, what's Richard Hatch doing these days? You put him
Absolutely.
In. Put his ass in there. Get that Rudy guy in there.
Hey, yesterday, your top five, excellent Ozzy stuff. The one thing I didn't hear you mention, that I don't know that it belongs on the list, but if you're talking about Chris Isaak and Chick,
yeah,
great song to play with the ladies, I tell you, is Lita Ford and Ozzy.
Close my eyes forever. Yeah, yeah.
That was the best.
Oh, man, that's a great song. And that's one of the original great power ballads, too. There's this show on VH1 Classic called Metal Mania. And Laura and I were watching Metal Mania a few weekends ago because I make her watch it every Saturday. This is how boring I am. Every Saturday night, it's me and Kettle Corn and Metal Mania. And so the video for Close My Eyes Forever coming in, of course, you know, she's like some Thompson Twins Alphaville chick. She, like, never heard it. And so I was telling her, no, when I was growing up, this was the bomb, yo. This song was what? And she just couldn't grasp it. But you're right, man. And Lita Ford looks good in that video, too.
Excellent.
Got those tight jeans, all ripped, all straight. The 80s, see, people think that the 80s, just you put on jeans that are raggedy. None of those rips had to be strategic. You had to have the rips in exactly the right place. If you're a girl, you wore, like, black tights or stretch pants sometimes under the ripped jeans. If you were Axl Rose, you had, what is it that's Scottish? Is it tartan? Is that what it is, where it's like the kilt pattern?
Yes.
Anyway, if you were like Axl Rose, you had the red tartan boxers underneath your ripped jeans. So, you know, instead of the big, crotch shot, you got like the boxer short shot. There's probably some pictures of me looking like that somewhere. There probably are photos of me where I've got long hair, ripped up jeans, and then like plainly, like, hello, here's my boxer shorts. Like, here are my underwear, right here, just these right there. For no readily apparent reason.
That was kind of big for a while, though, to have, like, the rip. Because even I did that. And, like, girls wore boxers for a while.
See, girls can totally do that still.
Well, girls...
You'd be fine with me.
That was a big thing to wear boxers for a while. And you had, like, baggier jeans, but they were ripped, but you'd see boxers.
Girls should always wear boxers. I mean, it's not like
it's
I'm opposed to... No, but I mean, like, around the house. Like, you see a girl in, like, boxer shorts and, like, a man's button-down shirt and nothing else. I mean, I'm all for nudity. You know, it's like if you have to wear clothing, though. I think a girl in boxers and, like, a man's button-down shirt. I think we can all agree that that's a good look.
Lose the boxers and I'm with you.
Well, lose the clothing, period. And I think we all agree that it gains a notch or two on the cool scale. But I'm just saying. There's something about a chick who wears the right type of guy clothing. That's a good look. So, anyway. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Dan, in a moment, was a comment about Christina. And then Jack, I think, probably just wants to make fun of me. McRib. More on the way. It's 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. He's House of Pain.
McRib is back.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That's going to serve you well for endless days.
Oh, man, that's the best Jack Osborne. Here's the other great thing for the Osbournes last night, which is in the space. Oh, there's a great sequence of him talking to Andrew W.K., the MTV Music Awards. But in the space of about 30 seconds, Jack Osborne says that he's the one who got Kelly sent. He goes, well, I'm largely responsible for Kelly getting her record deal. Not the fact that her last name is, you know, Osborne. So a reporter is asking Jack Osborne, did you produce the band? And he said, no, I signed the band to my label. And then about 10 seconds later, somebody says, Jack, tell us about your record label. And he goes, no, I don't have a record label. So it's just, I don't know what his deal is.
He's like a compulsive liar or something.
And he's just a fat little bastard is what he is. Here's Christina with the traffic.
We got some...
Are you wearing boxer shorts today?
No.
What are you wearing today?
Just wearing underwear.
No, but I mean, do you wear typically, do you wear really, never mind, I shouldn't even be asking this. Because it sounds a lot more prurient than it is. But I mean, it's like, I don't know, do girls have different underwear they wear for different days?
Well, like the ones with like the names on them?
Well, no, it's like, Like, here's what guys do. It's like, but I think this only really works if you're single, though, because if it's like date night.
Right.
I think it's like if there's a chance your undergarments are going to be seen by somebody else, then you pick them out carefully. Here's another thing. It's like guys have two different modes of showering. I've thought about this for a long time. There's I'm going to work showering, which is like the military shower. You go in, scrub up, spray off, go into work. And then there's, as Freddie Mercury would say, get down, make love showering, where you're like scouring out like every crevasse and every single orifice on your body. Like, you want to get one of those things that dangles over the sink at the kitchen? One of those huge spray things that dangles over the dishwashing station? You know, because you don't want any odor at all.
Nah.
What was I talking about?
I think we were supposed to be talking about the traffic, but you were asking me about my underwear instead.
Well, it's probably best to let that one lie. Here's the traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
127, T. Bradley with news, brought to you by the 10 o'clock news. Tonight, he's fed up with online porn, so he's developed his own way to shut down their websites. Watch him in action and learn how he's deleting cyber porn. Tonight, only on the 10 o'clock news on Fox 12, Oregon. Meanwhile, when an Eastern Kentucky man became a devout Christian last month, he decided to convert his business from a sex shop to a Bible bookstore. The red building that used to be Love World now has a fresh coat of white paint.
And I mean, isn't there like a way to combine those two businesses somehow?
Hmm.
Well, maybe.
A Christian sex store?
Well, I mean, Christians have sex too, don't they?
They do, but...
Let me ask you this. Do you suppose that your religion... Do you feel that your religion prevents you from buying sex toys?
No.
Really? See? So there you go. Sex toys for Christians. I told you I was at that Christian bookstore about a month and a half ago, and they had that, great sex for Christian couples or whatever it is. So why not some sort of a sex shop for Christians? Totally underserved market.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, this is very true. It is probably an underserved market, but it might be an odd sort of combination. Right. So
this used to be Love World. Now it's reopened as Mike's Place with shelves full of Bibles and other Christian merchandise. What would other merchandise be? Doesn't say.
Lots of books.
Veggie
and, like,
Tales dolls.
No, they have like a lot of like wall art with verses and stuff.
And they have, yeah, they're like that stupid...
Like home decorative bathroom stuff.
And how many times can you possibly buy something that has that stupid Footprints poem on it? You know what I mean?
I like the Footprints poem.
Yeah, you and 5 million people who watch the TNN.
See, there are lots of people out there who like it.
You and the 90% of the demographic for the country music channel. So...
Well, there's also that new blow-up, you know, posable Virgin Mary doll.
My mom, I'm not even touching that. My mom has an Anne Murray album that is actually Anne Murray singing the Footprints poem.
As a matter of fact, they're promoting a new Christmas album on the Fox News Network.
By Anne Murray?
Yeah, it's not available in stores.
Yeah, why would that be? Here's a little tip from me to you. Something's not available in stores because nobody's going to buy it.
Yeah.
It's because people who go to stores would pass it over because it's bad.
Well, anyway, this fella who... opened Mike's Place, which used to be Love World, has burned his adult novelty shop's $10,000 worth of merchandise in a bonfire.
That's just a crime. That's just wrong.
In his words, I can't sell it any longer. It's something you can't do when you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit.
See, I don't understand the whole thing where you find Jesus and suddenly you've got to become dull. Like, it is not one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt get rid of thy personality and become as vanilla. I don't understand that you when you become a Christian, you have to get rid of your penis somehow. You know, well, I found the Lord. I'm going to detach my genitals, put them into a jar, you know, and, like, never use them again. I just don't understand that.
Well, his Christian neighbors couldn't be happier. They're helping to support him and his family till his new business starts making a profit, as most Christian bookstores do.
You know who doesn't have these problems? Jews. Jews don't have these problems. That's, you know, Jewish women. You want to talk about the women that I am fatally attracted to. It's Jewish women, because they don't have any of these bizarre hang-ups about sex or about anything else. They're just such laid-back folks. The religion is just so much more relaxed and rational than Christianity is in a lot of ways. Anyway.
Well, it's going to be sunny this afternoon. Well, at least it was. It's going to be clear tonight with patchy fog, lows in the 30s. And for tomorrow, sunny skies after morning fog, highs in the 50s. And the outlook for Friday, sunny again. I'm T. Riley, the KOTK Newsroom.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
So is it the tightness of jeans now that precludes women from wearing boxer shorts? They bunch up.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest factors.
All right.
Just the tighter clothing, which you shouldn't be complaining about, I would think.
Well, no, but I mean, that's the good news, bad news thing. I mean, it's like, you know, the tighter clothing is fine with me. I'm all about the tighter clothing.
I think women still wear boxers. They just don't wear them under
clothing.
Well,
you wear them around the house, though.
Yeah, they're
but that's what I'm saying.
Wet,
No, but that was my point about women in boxers. It's like, you
no,
don't
women
want to see...
totally wear boxers.
No. My point was not that that women should wear boxers, like, all the time. But I'm saying... if a woman is like, you know, attractive woman lounging around, you know, in like, if, like I said, with a guy's button down white shirt on, you know, or a woman in like a guy's button down shirt, pair of boxers, that can look kind of attractive in some weird androgynous way. I don't know what that's all about. So everybody looks better in boxers. There's nobody, here's something nobody looks good in: briefs. There's no person anywhere on planet Earth. I don't even know why they make briefs anymore, because A, not only are... I don't know, they're kind of weird looking, and women don't like them. When women, you know, take off a guy takes off his pants, women see briefs, I think the sexual desire goes down like 20-30% right there, because they're just unattractive.
You see briefs, you're talking about like tidy whities?
Yeah, I'm talking about briefs, jockeys. Boxers are symmetrical. They're not just white, they've got a pattern, so they're usually more pleasing to the eye for women.
That's why you do the combo. You do the boxer brief. You get the best of both worlds.
What best of both worlds? Just buy boxers. What would you possibly wear the combo for?
Well, the boxer, because you got to have a little support. I can't just do normal boxers. It just doesn't work for me.
I'm serious. What are you talking about?
Come on. You put on boxers.
Why you buy the right size?
Well, you get the right size boxer. You got no support going on.
You're not buying hammer pant boxers. I'm not saying the crotch area is going to be down to your ankles.
He feels like he's hanging out.
Well, that's because you're... I don't want to sit and talk about your testicular support.
That's exactly what the problem is.
I don't want to sit.
You never know where, you know, your boys are hanging out when you sit down and they move.
You never know where your boys are hanging out. What are you, Anita from Vancouver? I don't know where my boys are at night. What the hell are you talking about? Much as I don't want to sit and talk about scrotal support as it relates to the men on the show, that's why you buy the right size. So you've got the support you need while also looking stylish. This is the gayest. There's the top five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do.
I can't believe I was talking about
counting
style and support. Sounds like I'm talking about a bra.
I love to count, don't you?
Alright, here's Tim Riley in the KSTK Newsroom.
I'm going to recommend Calvin Klein flannel boxers for the newsman on the go this time of the year.
Thanks for helping out.
You're welcome.
I now know everybody's underwear on the show.
Well, we don't know yours. That's unfair. Okay, well, that's... Okay, Matt, so Matt, right now, combo, boxer briefs.
Combo boxer brief.
I'm with the boxers. Tim?
Boxers? Flannel boxers.
Flannel boxers.
Gotta keep warm.
Are you really gonna
Christina
ask me
Carlson?
Underwear I'm wearing.
If I guess, will you tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, you have tight jeans, so I know they're not boxers.
Right.
So, well, what else is it? They're just boxers and panties. You're not wearing a thong, I know that. So they're just like regular panties, right?
Right.
I mean, there's not different. Well, I guess there's foo-foo, and then there's like the granny pants.
Exactly.
Is that what you have on?
No.
Are you wearing granny underwear?
No.
Tell me.
Don't
lie. I'll see through it.
It's the end of the laundry cycle. So.
You're wearing granny underwear.
No, it's not granny underwear. It just happens to be cotton and white and slightly too big.
That's what granny underwear is.
You got on granny drawers.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Can we do the top five, please?
She's a sexy grandma.
Oh, this is so depressing.
Yeah. It's Tim Riley.
And these are the top five songs in the country as of today, November 27, 2002. Number five, Santana featuring Michelle Branch and The Game of Love.
At what point does this cease to be a Santana song?
Wow. This kind of sounds like Christian rock.
This kind of sounds like his last album. This kind of sounds like every single off his last album. It sounds like all the other singles off this album, for that matter.
Well, no, because the lead singer's voice changes a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, you know, whoever. It's not Shakira, it's Michelle Branch.
Rob Thomas.
See, this is the same problem that Willie Nelson album had, that Great Divide album. It's just way too slick. I'm not a Santana fan. I really never have been. Working in classic rock radio, you have to play Oyo Como Va like 50,000 times a year.
I love that song.
That and Black Magic Friggin' Woman. I don't like Carlos Santana, but it's like the guy is a pretty fiery guitarist, but they just bury it under all of his treacle. You know what I mean?
Number four, LL Cool J and Love You Better.
Yeah. I can't let a self-destruct.
Uh-huh. Baby, smile today, 'cause I've been a magic all day.
At what point did LL Cool J become the Barry White of rap? Didn't he used to be a hard ass?
Nah, he's always been. He's
ladies used to
love
alternate
Cool J.
It. And they do. He used to alternate it, though.
He'd throw in one or two of those hard songs to get the guys to buy everything. But he was always about being like smooth, be loving men.
Oh, did you hear that?
Can I think about a share in a crib? Who's an old
he just said, when I think about you having my kids.
Flowers and candy, the simple things. In addition to the SLs, baguettes and rings. Instead, I walk around like I'm a king.
We'd
and
get
having you ain't nothing but a thing.
We'd get some rings.
Stop telling you the loving was good. Too busy fronting in the hood. Baby girl, hold me tight. Don't ever let go. I'ma do it real gentle, baby, nice and slow. One more chance, baby, and don't say no. 'Cause I got another side to show. Some say love is painful. It helps you grow. Well, it's time for the pain to go, you know?
This is so pandering.
It's got some good rhymes in it, though.
This is such... Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
What have you done with Tim? This is such pandering dreck. Let's go shopping for rings, and I want to have children with you. This is why Lara loves Cool James.
It's all about not fronting the hood to your boys anymore. And
it's like that song. It's like that song I Need Love from Bigger and Deffer. Grease. Have you ever heard the song I Need Love? It's like the first rap ballad, and it's got this whole spoken word section of the end where he's like, Ladies, I'm tired of being a player girl. I want to settle down with that one special lady. If you're out there, you know, I'm looking for you. Make yourself known. And it's just such obvious manipulation of the female demographic.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse right up the clock.
Number three is No Doubt featuring Lady Saw.
Underneath It All.
I can officially say that there's absolutely not one single thing that No Doubt has to offer me as a listener. There's nothing. I don't even find Gwen Stefani attractive, and so there is, quite honestly, nothing for me here.
I hope tomorrow when you're eating corn, you bite your tongue.
Gwen Stefani does nothing for me. There's just nothing there. And it's like, this isn't even energetic enough to be real ska. It's not rock enough to be rock. It's too ethnic to be straight pop. There's just nothing here. I mean, it's totally fitting that these guys come from Anaheim, too, because this is the whitest, least interesting ska you could ever possibly imagine. You couldn't build more generic ska if you had, like, a year's worth of Popular Mechanics to help you on it in the garage. And I know that they've never corrected that problem of separating her from the rest of the band. Because I was watching, was either Letterman or Conan or something the night they were on. And they introduced them as Gwen Stefani and No Doubt. That's got to go over well at home. Oh, this is just awful.
It is.
Number two is Missy.
Mr. Minor, Elliot. Go work it.
I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse.
The thought of Missy Elliott working it is kind of scary. Because I don't even think she'd work it. I think she'd, like, crush it and break it. She'd bruise it and snap it.
This would be a good commercial for, like, Sears Craftsman Tools.
Snap-on Tools featuring Missy Elliott. Get
your hair did. All right. Well, that'd confirm a lot of rumors.
What is that line from Futurama? Baby, the flesh is willing. But no. Now, what is that? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is spongy and bruised. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins to listen to me, which I will. I'm not a prostitute, but I makes my brain hurt. I love your brains and your mouth full of foam. Love the way my ass. You have a mouthful of foam. Keep your eyes on the hell is that about? You think you can handle this, but don't take my thumb off and my ass. This is the worst song I've ever heard.
I don't ever want to hear her say, take my thong off again.
This is the worst song we've ever had on the countdown. That she sings too fast. Kids, it's all just noise and gibberish. Number one is Eminem and Lose Yourself. Somebody sent a friend of mine a bunch of the other songs off the 8 Mile soundtrack. It's really good. I'm actually tempted to go buy it. At a certain point, it just becomes too difficult to sit and download it all. I might actually go purchase it.
Did you ever find out whether or not any of the battle sequences are on there?
I haven't looked at the track listing yet. I'm betting that they're probably not. It just doesn't seem like the sort of thing they'd include. It probably because they know that that's one of the big selling points of going to see the movie. So the CD probably lacks those because they want you to go to the theater to see it. So yeah, I might actually just buy this weekend. Because that new Johnny Cash tribute album is out too, and I want to pick that up, and I just... This is how warped you get in, like, the internet age, where, like, the actual 20 minutes it would take me to find all the music and download it just seems like too much work, so I might as well just go to the mall. All right. We got more on the way, including another edition of How Chicks Think, also the top, I guess this is the top five, but Betsy's going to be up here in a while, and Like Us in about an hour and 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Christina with the traffic.
Stop laughing.
I didn't say anything.
No, I know you thought it, though. I thought...
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. And by the way, here's reason 1,729 why you cannot leave.
Because I'm wearing granny underwear?
Because you... Yeah. Because I haven't...
So embarrassing.
Yeah, because I haven't seen your entire underwear collection yet. No, because if you leave now, especially when we're trying to do this Christmas CD, it's going to screw the band. Because not like my ass knows how to play the keyboards.
Well, but it's not like I'm a very good keyboard player to begin with.
Well, I'm not a very good talk show host, but that doesn't mean I can leave.
Well, but I'm just saying that there are other... Oh, I mean, Sarah, she was there. She played keyboard.
Yeah,
plays keyboard. I know that they both... Joey kicked my butt when we did the keyboard.
Yeah, but it's all about chemistry. You've got good chemistry with the rest of the band. We're trying to put together the Christmas CD, and if you leave, then we're going to have to replace like a full 25% of the band members.
Oh, come on. You know, I just stood there in roller skates.
The question you still can't answer is, what are you going to do in Bend? I'm just asking, you stay like a week, 10 days. It's just a week. What are you going to do in Bend for a week?
Well,
what are you going to do? You're going to get a job?
Well, why are you saying that in such a condescending fashion?
Where are you going to work in Bend?
Well, they have radio stations there.
Yeah, you're going to get a radio. With what? With what are you... And presumably, since you want to work in a more Christian environment than this one, what are you going to play from this show that's going to get you a job at a radio station with some Christian folk?
I'm actually one step...
Here's me talking about my underwear.
I realize that probably wouldn't work, but I do have other air checks.
From where? Is that like... Seems like the same fictitious air checks that Matt has from somewhere?
Hey, come on now.
Air checks from where exactly?
Are
you working on KPAM in your spare time?
No, I had a syndicated radio show when I was 16 years old. In Seattle.
To where? Syndicated what? The upstairs of your house?
No, like syndicated throughout the nation.
Yeah, all right.
I really did. It was a kids' station.
Whenever you say.
And that will be perfectly appropriate for Christian listening.
All right. It's time for another edition of Rick Emerson's How Chicks Think.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, sets you free.
Welcome to the show, Jolie from the front desk. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
All right. We've got... This letter comes to us from Brett in Portland. Rick, here's one for Jolie. Last Wednesday, me and a friend went out to watch a movie. Earlier in the day, we were finalizing our plans, and she slipped and called it a date. Could this be a Freudian slip, or am I just making a mountain out of a molehill? Well, this is kind of related to yesterday, the friend. So they're friends, but they're going out to a movie. She slips and calls it a date. So I would agree that it's probably Freudian, that he's a chance of getting in there.
Well, no, girls can call any event a date. Anything that's planned, shopping with other girls,
Jolie and I can have a date. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's not specific.
Can I watch? Do I get to see your underwear?
Only if you can
probably see it outside my
money
shorts.
To shop with.
All right. So any planned event is a date?
Yeah, it could be called.
So if a woman says, well, Rick and I have a date to do such and such, then it could just be like we're going to pick up crap from the post office.
Right.
Well, that sucks. All right. Well, anyway, he continues. Also, she said if I wanted to get laid a lot to compliment women, well, which compliments will get me farther? I don't have much time. She's moving in a month, so time is of the essence. Thanks, Brett.
Well, but there is one good thing because that she's telling you to compliment women and that will get you laid makes me think that she really wants you.
So she's saying to show me, put up or shut up.
I think so.
She's making him work for it a little bit.
Yeah. See, what you really need to do is tell her that you want to do something special for her before she leaves. So you just, you know, take her to a nice restaurant, Ruth's Chris or something like that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. That always works.
Winer, diner, and then do her. But
Winer, diner, and do her. I like the way you think.
Well, okay, but let's get back to those compliments, though. Because a woman can never, you know, get enough compliments.
Yeah,
she always loves compliments.
Yeah.
But, you know, she wants you to know that you appreciate her more for, you know, not just her body. So sometimes you're going to have to tell her that she's smart and funny, but sometimes she does need to know that she has a nice body.
Well,
so
how do you compliment a woman on her body without looking like a lech, though?
Well, you know, if she's wearing a pretty dress or a nice outfit, you just tell her she looks really nice today or that looks really good on her. And, you know, also compliment her eyes and her lips. The lips part, that's a good sign, you know, that you want something. And then,
So if a guy, now I don't mean to be awkward here.
Perplexed.
No, I don't mean to make this awkward, but I just have to demonstrate this. So I would say, hey, Jolie, you've got really beautiful lips.
Uh-huh.
That just sounds awkward even to me, and I'm a guy, that sounds weird.
No.
So you know, you wouldn't find that sleazy? You're out with a guy and he goes, you've got great lips.
Well, kind of, but not, I mean, it's not like saying, let's go have sex. It's, you know.
But clearly that is what it's saying in an understated fashion.
Exactly. Well, that's my point.
All right. There's another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, sets you free. And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly.
All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. You got great lips, baby. Even to me, that sounds a little bizarre. I always say, here's my deal. If you're complimenting a woman, it's a safe bet. Don't compliment her clothing. You say,
very true.
Always compliment her shoes.
Well, or you say, like, that's a really great sweater. That sweater looks good on you. What it really means is, I like your breasts and would enjoy seeing them uncovered. That's what that means if a guy says he likes your sweater. Here's other things.
You told me you like my sweater today.
I did not. I said no such thing. Anyway, 1-800-727-5955, the Rick Emerson Show continues. So go ahead.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080.